5. Promulgation of finite reality. Just as the original diversification of the I Am must be attributed to inherent and self-contained volition, so must the promulgation of finite reality be ascribed to the volitional acts of Paradise Deity and to the repercussional adjustments of the functional triunities. Prior to the deitization of the finite, it would appear that all reality diversification took place on absolute levels, but the volitional act promulgating finite reality connotes a qualification of absoluteness and implies the appearance of relativities. While we present this narrative as a sequence and portray the historic appearance of the finite as a direct derivative of the absolute, it should be borne in mind that transcendentals both preceded and succeeded all that is finite. Transcendental ultimates are, in relation to the finite, both causal and consummational. Finite possibility is inherent in the infinite, but the transmutation of possibility to probability and inevitability must be attributed to the self-existent free will of the first source and center, activating all triunity associations. Only the infinity of the Father's will could ever have so qualified the absolute level of existence as to eventuate an ultimate or to create a finite. With the appearance of relative and qualified reality, there comes into being a new cycle of reality, the growth cycle, a majestic downsweep from the heights of infinity to the domain of the finite, forever swinging inward to paradise and deity, always seeking those high destinies commensurate with an infinity source. These inconceivable transactions mark the beginning of universe history, mark the coming into existence of time itself. To a creature, the beginning of the finite is the genesis of reality. As viewed by creature mind, there is no actuality conceivable prior to the finite. This newly appearing finite reality exists in two original phases. 1. Primary maximums, the supremely perfect reality, the Havona type of universe and creature. 2. Secondary maximums, the supremely perfected reality, the superuniverse type of creature and creation. These, then, are the two original manifestations, the constitutively perfect and the evolutionally perfected. The two are coordinate in eternity relationships, but within the limits of time they are seemingly different. A time factor means growth to that which grows. Secondary finites grow. Hence, those that are growing must appear as incomplete in time. But these differences, which are so important this side of paradise, are non-existent in eternity. We speak of the perfect and the perfected as primary and secondary maximums, but there is still another type. Trinitizing and other relationships between the primaries and the secondaries result in the appearance of tertiary maximums, things, meanings, and values that are neither perfect nor perfected, yet are coordinate with both ancestral factors. 6. Repercussions of finite reality. The entire promulgation of finite existences represents a transference from potentials to actuals within the absolute associations of functional infinity. Of the many repercussions to creative actualization of the finite, there may be cited 1. The deity response, the appearance of the three levels of experiential supremacy, the actuality of personal spirit supremacy in Havona, the potential for personal power supremacy in the grand universe to be, and the capacity for some unknown function of experiential mind acting on some level of supremacy in the future master universe. 2. The universe response involved an activation of the architectural plans for the superuniverse space level, and this evolution is still progressing throughout the physical organization of the seven superuniverses. 3. The creature repercussion to finite reality promulgation resulted in the appearance of perfect beings on the order of the eternal inhabitants of Havona and of perfected evolutionary ascenders from the seven superuniverses. But to attain perfection as an evolutionary, time-creative, experience implies something other than perfection as a point of departure. Thus arises imperfection in the evolutionary creations. And this is the origin of potential evil. Misadaptation, disharmony, and conflict, all these things are inherent in evolutionary growth, from physical universes to personal creatures. 4. The the divinity response to the imperfection inherent in the time lag of evolution is disclosed in the compensating presence of God the Sevenfold, by whose activities that which is perfecting is integrated with both the perfect and the perfected. This time lag is inseparable from evolution, which is creativity in time. Because of it, as well as for other reasons, the almighty power of the Supreme is predicated on the divinity successes of God the Sevenfold. This time lag makes possible creature participation in divine creation by permitting creature personalities to become partners with deity in the attainment of maximum development. Even the material mind of the mortal creature thus becomes partner with the divine adjuster in the dualization of the immortal soul. God the Sevenfold also provides techniques of compensation for the experiential limitations of inherent perfection, as well as compensating the pre-ascension limitations of imperfection.